Scott Greenberg's here, and he's going to help us cool down after an absolutely gruesome week.
Here he is with the Wine of the Week, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. You are starting off with what?
Well, it's hot out there.
Yes.
And I'm really glad, you know, for the folks, that the water restriction has been lifted, but I'm still drinking wine. And I'm going to drink wines that cool you down. Let's start with the first one. For twice in the same month, I'm going to talk about a Virginia wine, the 2012, all right? The 2012 Boxwood Estate Winery Rosé. Now, this is from Middleburg, Virginia, right down the road. I love this rosé. It's a fun way to support the local wine movement as well. It's a blend of Merlot, Cabernet Franc, a little Cabernet Sauvignon, a little Malbec, kind of a kitchen sink in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is just full and bursting with plenty of ripe red strawberries and apricot on the nose. And then in the palate, you get these the notes of white peach and raspberry. The refreshing acidity is the key here. It just keeps it light and bright, crisp finish, $16.
Oh, I can do that. How about a Chardonnay, since we're going light?
I like unoaked Chardonnays during the summer. As I say, I like to drink my Chardonnays naked. Without oak.
You're so provocative.
That's right. The 2011, we'll keep this PG, 2011 Kim Crawford Chardonnay, the unoaked Chardonnay from the Marlborough region of New Zealand. It's a perennial favorite around our house. It's the scents of lemon, lime, and mineral just fill the bouquet. And then you get pineapple, nectarine, and I like the green apple. Just plays across the tongue, refreshing the palate with each pass. Admirable notes of green grass, little minerals dangle on the crisp finish. $14.
Okay, let's finish up with a Sauvignon Blanc.
Why not? Now, this is one of my favorite secrets for the summer, the 2010 Simone Vibri Saint Brie Sauvignon Blanc. Now, this is from France, but it's from a part of France that's actually known more for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. That's right. This is actually from Burgundy. Very unusual to see a Sauvignon Blanc from Burgundy, but this is a perennial quench thirster. We put it on the quench patrol. I just like this one, right? So it's got lemon, lime, minerals, just fill the bouquet. And then again, you get the pineapple and nectarine, but this time add in some grapefruit, and that just comes right across the tongue. Beautiful, beautiful finish. And then the green apple, minerals, crisp finish, $11.
Maybe that's the one I'm grabbing tonight.
There you go.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com.